Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
There was a large decrease in air pollution from traffic, perhaps unsurprisingly, in 2020 due to COVID-19 restrictions. That's one of the positive findings from a new report from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. However, poor air quality still caused 1,300 premature deaths in the same year. And on the line to explain why is Patrick Kenny, Senior Manager at the EPA Ambient Air Quality Unit. Patrick, good morning. Explain this to me. So we saw a big drop in air pollution from traffic, but we didn't see really any, I suppose, win from that in terms of people losing their lives to air quality, poor air quality, because 1,300, as I recall, when we discussed this last year, was the same figure.
Thank you very much, Ciara, and good morning, and thank you for having me on. And sadly, you're right in that that's an unacceptably high figure of premature deaths, and it's an almost identical figure to last year. And to highlight two of the main findings, the first one that you just highlighted there, which is that there was a large decrease in air pollution from traffic in 2020 due to the COVID-19 restrictions. And air pollution from traffic, and it's the pollutant nitrogen dioxide, fell at all monitoring stations, but particularly at urban roadside locations, again due to the reduced traffic volumes as a result of those restrictions imposed due to COVID-19. But secondly, while air quality in Ireland was generally good, there were very concerning localised issues, and Ireland was again above the World Health Organization or WHO guidelines for fine particulate matter, also called PM2.5, sulfur dioxide and ozone, at 52 stations right across the country, largely due to the burning of solid fuel in villages, towns and cities. Okay. And that fine particulate matter from burning of solid fuel, that, as you say, that remains the biggest contributor to poor air quality in Ireland, with that estimated 1,300 premature deaths per year.
Okay, but you just said something that will jump out, I think, to people, Patrick, that our air quality is generally good, which I think we're all delighted about, apart from these localised pockets, maybe that would be of concern. If our air quality is generally good, how come we're losing 1,300 lives? 1,300 lives is the same as COVID. It's on that kind of level of scale of COVID, maybe in one of the major waves of it. What does that mean? Or are there other factors in these deaths?
Effectively, what we're saying, and where we say it's generally good, is that we compare favourably to other European countries, and particularly countries as we move more to the east. But and we also compare well compared to the current legislative standards that are in Europe. But the World Health Organization have developed guidelines purely for human health, and we don't compare well when we look against those. And those guidelines have very recently been revised and are going only lower because the World Health Organization have essentially indicated that there are no safe levels, but they are looking to set guidelines for countries to look to move towards in order to improve their air quality. And when we compare ourselves against the current guidelines that are in place, we don't meet them right across the country. And then using those guidelines, the European Environment Agency, in cooperation with the World Health Organization, calculate those figures for premature deaths.
Okay.
Which come out at that unacceptably high number of 1,300.
Okay. So from that, from what you've just said there, what needs to change or what can change? Obviously, we all stayed home for long periods of 2020. That took traffic off the road. But is it that we need to change how we light our fires or what we, you know, do by way of heating our homes? Or what would be the takeouts for people who are sitting at home going, well, what can we do about this?
Yeah, I suppose what we saw from last year is that the choices we make both in how we heat our homes, but also in how we travel, can directly impact on the quality of the air that we breathe. The Department of the Environment have recently launched a campaign, the ABC, for cleaner air. So what they're asking people to do is, A, to ask yourself, do you really need to use a solid fuel heating system if you have another choice? Then B, that if you do need to do that, to consider the choices that are there in both how you use solid fuel and equally going for cleaner solid fuels away from smokier solid fuels. And then C, again, if you have a solid fuel heating system, to make sure that you maintain that you get your chimney swept, because that can have a big impact on the amount of particulates that you put out through your chimney. It also, of course, has an impact on the potential for chimney fires, etc. So there's an added reason there for making sure that you clean your chimney and maintain your system.
Okay, so there are personal responsibilities there, how we travel and how we sort of heat our homes. Last question for you, Patrick. Do you think over time, things like the open fire, are they gone? Are things like the solid fuel stove, are they gone?
Again, I think it's important that where we can make choices, and not everyone is in a position to, but where we can make choices, if you've more than one heating system in your home, particularly on these sort of still cold winter mornings and evenings, that you just think, do you really need to light that fire if you have another means to heat your home and make sure that it's comfortable and warm, that isn't going to be adding air pollutants into the air that we all have to breathe.
So it's time to think about all this stuff. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Patrick Kenny, their senior manager at the EPA Ambient Air Quality Unit. What do you make of it, Jane Coleman?
Well, look, Patrick's right. And I mean, it always amazes me. Like, the figures for premature deaths are staggering, 1,300 a year. That is a pandemic, a COVID
yes,
pandemic.
Yes, it is. That's
every 4 or 5 years. And yet we shut the economy down for the pandemic, and probably rightly so. But we're not willing to do anything to tackle that. And whenever we discuss this, we get texts from people saying, there's no way I'm not lighting my fire and all that kind of stuff. We're going to have to face up to it. Now, Patrick's right. There are some people who don't have choices. You have to heat your room, your house. That's really important. But where there are choices, I think
and
we need to start looking in the mirror.
Lots of us would have a heating system and maybe have an open fire or a stove.
Yeah.
I always defend the lighting of the fire, as you know, because I do love it. But when I was thinking about it, before we came on air, I only light it, I'd say I'm in 20 times a year or less. Not because, just because of the way I live my life. I don't sit in front of the fire every evening. So there is that. But do you think it's a thing of the past, Shane? Do you think we're going to see the back of it?
Definitely. In 20 years' time, we won't have fires. 10 years' time, probably won't have fires. That's the reality.
All right. Let us know what you think out there.
Sorry. 53106. Do let us know what you think. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Patrick? Or do you think you're going to basically stand by your fire regardless of what? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.